If you wanna ride high, they'll show you the road. Two swell guys to help shoulder the load. On the way-highway, they'll take a ride on the way-highway.
It's time for the way-highway on Adobe Radio. Brought to you by Nice Guy Digital and Dr. God Productions, with your hosts, Justin Ware and Sean Cowig.
Whoa!
Welcome to the Way Highway on Adobe Radio, Green radio show exploring the wild and wonderful world of weed, a comedic curation of cannabis Americanas hosted by two THC aficionados. Me, Justin Ware.
And me, Sean Cowig. Hey, you want to know more about us and the show? Well, you can cyberstalk us right now on the information super highway. Oh, boy. Oh, man. I just THC aficionado.
You did.
Myself.
We found your own THC aficionado.
Wow. On the information super highway. Nope. You can cyberstalk us right now on the information super way highway. Did that used to just be
That's
super
That's always
highway?
Been there, and you've just
and I've never said,
said
it.
Nope,
I have
not
never
one time.
Said that once.
Nope. I wondered when you'd eventually get there.
Oh, right? Man. What an episode. I've never said that right. And see? I had the gall. I had the audacity to call you out on THC aficionados. I am so sorry.
We're learning a lot today.
Oh, my God.
It's a very special episode.
Oh, my God. This episode's an intervention for me and my assholery.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wow. Okay. And me, Sean Cowig. Want to know more about us and the show? Well, you can cyberstalk us right now on the Information Superway Highway. At TheWayHighway on Twitter.com, at WayHighway on Instagram.
Or you can write us at WayHighway@Adobe.com. Visit our website at www.TheWayHighway.com.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up today.
Yeah.
Speaking of...
of assholery?
Wait a minute, that's not a fair...
Oh, man.
There's a gentleman. Mm-hmm. He is not.
No. A scholar.
Far from it. A friend?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Oh, maybe.
A funny man? Usually. Neil Gardula is going to be joining us a little later from Dr.
Wait.
God.
Yes.
One of our favorite humans is going to regale us with something.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
I can't wait. I mean, I can't wait. It's not long, Sean.
No, it's not long. And funny story, true story for those longtime listeners, last time callers.
what's happening to them?
I don't know. No, you can only call us one last time before you have to email because we don't have a phone number.
True.
See that? This is one of the days that we're doing a twofer.
Indeed.
So it's so funny that I noticed that about Information Super Way Highway at a time when, like, about an hour ago, I had 10 milligrams of...
Cushy Punch.
Of Cushy Punch gummy, and I'm a little high.
Good.
Not too high.
No, you seem, you know, like a good, like, comfortable range.
Yeah, I'm not way high, Sean. Super high, Sean?
Not super high, Sean. You're not super high, Sean. You're just high, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, Sean. Hi.
It'd be like, that whole time, we've just been saying hi to him. And he's like, yeah, it's my nickname.
I know. I had a bag of Doritos. I had one of those little bags of Doritos.
Sure.
Just a second ago. And it's crazy how, like, guys, beware the munchies. Munchies are real.
Yeah, it's a real thing. That's why we have a whole segment called...
Yes.
We don't. That's not actually the segment that we're doing today. We're overdue to do a munch review.
We got
to
get a munch review.
Maybe next
going.
Week it's we should do a munch
that
review.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, it's been
that
a while.
That sounds like a good idea.
Also, I have boxes and boxes of Girl Scout cookies
at
home.
Oh, no. What?
I really should have brought them when Neil was here because of all
man.
The people that would just dive in.
Oh, man. How have you been holding on to them? What is your secret?
My secret is not to open the box.
Oh, my God. Because once you pop, you don't stop.
Yeah.
Sorry, Pringles.
Yeah. I got, so a relative of my wife's gave, like, she had just like boxes and boxes of them in the trunk.
Oh,
and last
man.
Time I saw her, she was like, take some Girl Scout cookies. And first of all, my wife has celiac and can't even eat them.
Oh.
So I'm like, you're giving these just to me.
Yeah.
And she gave me like 8 boxes. And
oh,
they're just
man.
In my closet. And that's I actually dangerous. Forgot about them until yesterday when I was cleaning. And I'm like, that's dangerous. I have all these Girl Scout cookies.
That is dangerous. You know what's the most dangerous thing for me right now?
Firewall.
Trader Joe's. Cookie and cocoa butter swirl.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
If I'm not careful, I'll get high, get a spoon, and eat a jar of that.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
It's so dangerous. Guys, be careful with the Trader Joe's cookie and cocoa swirl butter.
It sounds delicious. This is kind of a two-parter because you're letting people know how the Cushy Punch went.
Cushy Punch
is great.
But
also you're going to do...
I'm going to do another one. What I will say about the Cushy Punch squares, just to, you know, go into it, I'm so glad I ate 10 milligrams of it. And the Cushy Punch 100 milligram whole strip is broken up into 10 milligram squares. And guys, be careful with that. Don't overeat edibles. Have a good time, not a terrible time. Go 10 milligrams at a time. Wait about an hour, unless you're a professional, and then you can, you know, go 20, but just be careful. Today I got a Rove. This is Rove's oil. It's their 1-to-1 THC to CBD. Interesting thing about this, Justin, is I had such a good time when we smoked the Delta 8 with the Cool Nerd Weed Show.
Yeah.
That I went to a dispensary to see if I could get Delta 8 oil for a vape pen. And they were like, not yet, but they had a whole section cleared out for it. So eventually I'll be able to. But
it's like the new cars coming in.
Yeah, it's so exciting, right? Yeah, we're going to get the new model. The Rove 1-to-1 is what my bud tender suggested that would be close to Delta 8. And that really surprised me. But it is a very super fun, really kind of brainy, up, happy high.
I would love to, the Cool Nerd Weed Show would be great people to talk to about this actually because they work in the biz and they really track the deltas. Like, I'd love to know, just sort of like, okay, when a delta move, like, who decides that? Like, what is the process for? Like, you're like, this is
right.
What is the condition that moves it from Delta 7 to Delta 8?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Because I'm wondering if they just started with, like, I wonder if there are other numbers.
I always thought it was like a web browser, like 2.0 and then 3.0, right? But, like, who determines that it's moving up and, like, what does that mean?
I was thinking of it more like in the molecule sense of it. Like, are there 8 deltas?
people are listening, are like, you guys are a weed show. You of all people should know the answer to this. We're going to have to get the Cool Nerd Weed Show on. We are not THC aficionados right now.
Well, I mean, never mind. Let's not delve further into it, because the more I start talking, the dumber it's going to make me look.
Well, and that does happen, which is why it is important for us to do a little public service announcement about the dangers of Delta 8 and all the previous deltas.
Uh-huh. McGruff here with Regina to sing Users Are Losers.
You know it's okay to say no. I'm telling you it's true. Learning when to say no.
Say no.
That's what you need to do. Learning how to say no.
Say no.
Can make a winner of you. Cause users are losers and losers are users. So don't use drugs. Don't use drugs. Winners don't use and users don't win. So don't use drugs. Don't use drugs. If you know a user even part of the time,
tell them to quit. Take a bite out of crime.
Users are losers and losers are users. So don't use drugs.
And help me take a bite out of crime.
America. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
That was special.
What?
I lost my virginity.
Oh, my God.
So we had Neil unmuted. Yeah. You would have to tell that when we come back.
Yeah, I lost my virginity to that song.
Yeah?
Yeah, I remember. It was, God, it was a good experience. But we never did drugs, so it was good. Yeah.
That's really good.
That was a teaser from Neil.
Yeah.
Yeah, My favorite part about listening to that was when you work in like voiceover, right? Because mm-hmm. we've done a lot of voiceover for Helden, our show, which we will talk about momentarily with Neil. And I cannot hear that and not think of the guy that plays McGruff standing in the VO booth.
Oh yeah,
as the song's playing, going rough.
That
take
that.
A bite out of rough.
That rough out of nowhere got me bad. Cause he's that's just a man being like rough.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And I think there's a seriously missed opportunity. Or maybe we don't know. Like maybe they hung out and went to opium bars. But Scruff McGruff, the dog, doing some kind of something with MC Scat Cat.
Wait, was McGruff the crime dog's name Scruff? That doesn't
Scruff
sound
McGruff.
Right. Was it Scruff
it's
McGruff?
Pretty sure it's Scruff McGruff, the crime dog.
All right, well, okay. Google at the break.
I guess we'll have to figure that out.
Yeah, no, MC Scat Cat. Well, MC Scat Cat got killed.
What?
Yeah, he got shot down.
No.
Yeah, in Vegas.
Tupac.
It was a Biggie Tupac feud between MC Scat Cat
and Scruff McGruff,
and
the crime dog.
Yeah.
I wonder if MC Scat Cat was doing crime, and that's why. You know,
he's an MC, right?
Using.
Master of Crime, that's what that stands for.
Absolutely does, yeah.
MC Scat Cat.
MC Scat Cat.
Actually, I think it was Chester Cheetah.
Oh, dude, I forgot all about Chester Cheetah.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. And Joe, you know, it is funny when you think about Joe Camel, obviously now, like with cigarettes and stuff, they don't do that anymore. But you think about, like, God, that just was like a total, like, kids cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
For cigarettes.
Yeah. There are a lot of, like, odd characters thrown at children.
Neil is raising his hand over here.
I have something to say.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's okay. We can break the format.
Let's break the format a little bit, just because it's very relevant to what we're talking about.
We're improvisers. It's our show. We can break the format.
Whatever
Come
we
on,
want
bring
to do,
it
right?
In.
Right. This is we're having it. Yeah. Okay. So in the cigarette ads, there's something that we didn't use in Helden, and there's a Winston commercial with the Flintstones. And the Flintstones are Barney and Fred are outside hanging out as the women are cleaning the house around them and mowing the lawn because, you know.
Wow, this is offensive on so many levels.
1950s. Wow. And then they're like, well, what are we going to do to pass the time? And then they pop out some Winstons and they start smoking cigarettes. And then kind of as a reward after Wilma is done mowing the lawn with a dinosaur, he is inside and he gives her a cigarette as a little reward and lights her cigarette for her.
Oh, wow.
I know. Man. That's a thing. That was a thing that was on television for children to start smoking.
Yeah. Oh,
the
man.
Flintstones.
Wow.
The Flintstones were like such product shill whores. I mean, they had vitamins and cigarettes. I mean, that's like,
you're
like
make up your mind.
Get healthy, get unhealthy. We got both of them. There's probably Flintstones vodka at some point.
It's this berry flavored vodka, Flintstones vodka, kids.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, and then also Fruity Pebbles, right?
Yep. Fruity
and Cocoa Pebbles.
Pebbles.
I mean, that's really the most famous kids cereal based on a cartoon.
Yeah.
Right?
And Flintstones anti-diabetes medication.
Anti-diet? Is that just candy?
Yeah. It's actually just it's the Fruity Pebbles.
Oh
yeah.
Man.
Fruity. No. They really made optimal use of their, but wasn't the Flintstones on primetime? The Flintstones was the first primetime cartoon, I think.
Whoa, we're gonna have to look that up too, man.
Yeah, I think it was because it was a Honeymooners ripoff.
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was a parody of that.
I think, and I could be wrong, that the Flintstones was the first primetime cartoon.
I believe it. I was,
and that was. Oh shit! I played the wrong thing.
Let's take it from the top.
I'm pretty sure Flintstones was. And maybe that's why. Maybe they're like, we're not a kid's cartoon. We're on at night.
we're on at evening times.
Yeah, PM.
PMs. That's a pretty.
We have to look up, and we will take this up. But I bet you there were also like cartoons that advertised booze.
Yeah, there's probably some messed up stuff we up there that we don't know about. Yeah. Like pretty much anything. What like early '80s or before the '80s that was like a cartoon. What was before the '80s?
The '70s. Were
the '70s. Movies. Well, and then before that was the '60s.
The '60s. Yeah. Immediately before the '60s was the '50s, well, and then it goes.
And then it went to the '30s. Is the '40s it's was
going? If you're going
skipped.
Backwards, the numbers skipped. Go down.
Yeah. Well, it was World War II.
I was
going to
say
time.
German textbooks of history.
But if you look at the cartoons from World War II, I mean, it's like they're all like punching Hitler in the face, and like Popeye was like. Like they were very, very political. Like,
well, and tremendously racist
Incredibly
against
racist.
Japanese people.
Yes, they were. The Japanese drawings were pretty bad.
Yeah, Superman has some pretty choice things that he does. If you look up superdickery.com,
I love that website.
It's a great website.
Yeah, Super Dickery's great. Which is funny because Superman was invented by two Jewish kids who were. Basically like feeling bullied and wanted to create an outsider that had all of this power.
Oh, interesting.
But then of course, you know, these things take on their, and of course then they sold the rights to it. And then they just, these guys never made any money, which it's the unfortunate story of that.
That's what happened with me and Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You punched Mickey Mouse in the face.
That's right. And I got sued.
Hey, we're going to take a little break and come back with Neil Gargiulo.
Yeah.
We'll introduce you to Neil when we return. But we're going to take a little break with a little Noah Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
Play it.
And Team.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey.
Welcome back to The Way Highway. I'm Justin.
I am Sean. This is Justin.
That's Sean. They can't see where you're pointing, but yeah, it's a...
They felt it in their ears. Yeah.
Our guest today you've already met, but we're going to introduce him anyway.
Hell yeah.
He's a member of Dr. God.
Huh?
That's it. No, our good friend, very funny fella. Also, Helden, our new
showrunner of Helden,
our new animated series that is out right now on Drink TV, which we're all very excited about.
I'm very excited about it too. But you know what I'm most excited about?
Yeah.
Sitting here with the two of you and doing this show because I listen to it a lot and I love. I like wish I was there because you're two of my best friends on this planet. And when I hear you talking to other people, I'm like, oh, that's cool. But I wish I was the person that they were talking to.
And now it's happening.
And now it's happening.
That's very exciting.
It is very exciting. Yeah. Also, what's very exciting is Sean let me hit that one-to-one. And as you know, this is not a regular part of my life.
No.
Normally, the thing that I have the most trouble with is that I don't feel like I'm in control. And, excuse me. And when I'm not... When I
You're talking about with weed, not just in general.
I am talking about in general. I mean, I'm talking about weed right now. In general, that is true. But with weed, I don't feel in control because I actually don't. I don't know what to use. You know, I'm just smoking whatever's handed to me.
Yeah.
With obviously the different effects. So this one-to-one right now makes me feel like I'm very much in control, but also having some fun.
That's great. I mean. It's funny because until I started doing this show, I wouldn't say I just smoked whatever was handed to me, but I definitely was not as discriminating in terms of like what different effects have. And it's funny, I got, so the Cool Nerd Weed Show, which we mentioned before, the other weed show, they every once in a while, they'll leave us little presents around here.
That's nice.
Which is lovely. And we, so there was one that like I tried and it was like a Rise and Shine or whatever. It was a very, and I was like, oh, this won't be that up. And it was like, I drank a cup of coffee.
Oh that's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And now I'm starting to distinguish the difference between the different strains and the different stuff. Like they really do have very different physiological effects.
Was the Rise and Shine, was the Rise and Shine a ratio pen?
Yes.
Yeah. 3-to-1.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that makes sense. I can't recommend enough. Get yourself a ratio pen and check it out. Especially if, like, you like smoking weed, but like if somebody hands you a joint, you're like, I get so high and I'm out of control, like right. what Neil is saying.
Right.
Then trying a ratio pen, I mean,
I love it too.
It's amazing.
The 3-to-1s and stuff, because the stuff now, it's so goddamn strong.
Yeah.
Like the,
totally.
You know, and the ratio pens, you know, like a 3-to-1 or a 4-to-1 or whatever, like I can hit that, get a nice little buzz off it. And then the next morning, like sometimes like the really severe, really strong stuff, like the next morning, I feel like I'm just like walking through molasses.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah,
and totally. that's what I try to avoid, because I love the, you know, I love the feeling of like, hey, we're, you know, we're getting high and we're doing whatever, but like the next day I want to get up and write and I want to be able to work and do all that, and the ratios, I don't feel any impact.
Yeah,
yeah,
yep, I feel you. Well, that's why I try to do steroids as much as possible as well. For the next morning, I wake up and I'm just like, you're ready. Just like, to
I gotta pump some steroids up.
Yeah.
I mean,
for sure.
Look, it works.
I mean, other than for my body type,
yeah,
like it does. It's not doing anything for me physically.
But it does a lot. But it does a lot for you in terms of genital shrinkage.
You know, I actually knew someone who did a cycle of steroids, and did not work out during that cycle of steroids. and they just got kind of bloated. Like they were like larger, but like not muscular larger. They're just like, I don't know. Like it'll just, you know, it'll
take
effect.
Fine.
My day to day, it'll beef up because of that.
It's like me when I eat a bunch of broccoli and then like lift my shirt up and look in the mirror. Like, is that broccoli right. working yet?
Is that kicking in?
That's good. Be right there. I should have a 6-pack.
That's so funny. Yeah, there are a couple people at my gym who are very clearly just. And a lot of them are older. Like, there's a guy who must be 60 in there who looks like, but there's a weird thing that happens, like, when you're that ripped and you're, like, it's like old skin around, like, wrapped around muscle. It's the weirdest look.
Well, the problem for them is also when you start to lose weight eventually, that skin might look tight if you're 60, but you're ripped. It does look like Hulk Hogan had very tight skin at 60 years old. When you start to become a little bit smaller,
it becomes flappy.
It's rough. It is. Your skin is a satchel from the Old West.
Got that Old West satchel skin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we did a little verifying over the break.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So
we made
a discovery about McGruff the Crime Dog.
First of all, let me say that Justin, you're absolutely correct. The Flintstones aired from September 30th, 1960 until April 1st, 1966 on ABC in primetime and was the first ever cartoon to do so. Our animated series, I should say. And then also too, McGruff, he has a family. His nephew is actually Scruff, apparently.
So it was a little bit of a Scrappy-Doo situation.
Yes, a Scrappy-Doo situation.
He was a successful campaign with over $100 million in free airtime donated in the first year, reaching over 50% of adults. He covered topics such as child abduction, robbery, anti-drug, and anti-bullying campaigns.
Anti-bullying campaigns?
He was big into bullying. And we also,
you know what? You need to stop these anti-bullying campaigns.
And we also discussed that the Atlanta Braves had a baseball player whose name was Fred McGriff.
Yep.
And he was known as
the Regina to
users. He was known as the crime dog, Fred McGriff.
Right, I just want to come
play
up.
Play into the rough.
Learning when to say no.
Say no.
That's what you need to do. Learning how to say no.
Say no.
There's a rough.
Say no. Rough.
I hope to God that when Fred McGriff would hit a home run,
they would
play this song. It's a deep fly ball to left field. It's going, it's going, it's gone. This song kicks up for this.
He's trotting around the bases.
he's going forward. He's going backwards. He's moving his hands around.
Rough.
I just love that, like, you know, that like when they were recording this, I'm sure they weren't in the same city when they were recording it, but like I do love the idea of like this artist is singing and he's also in the booth like behind her, like leaning over and going.
I like
we can
picture...
do this separately, Perry. No. We're gonna do it together.
Do you think they ever performed the song live?
Well, Regina, I feel like I don't know who that was. But who's Regina? I feel like she sounds like she was like a Tiffany or like Miley Cyrus or like
it's possible.
Yeah.
I think to answer Sean's question, they definitely performed this live at a number of like
at the Reagan White House.
Reagan White House definitely. I was going to say like the inaugural DARE convention.
The
song came out.
Oh man. Oh, inaugural thing.
Yeah, I feel like the guy, do you think the guy who played McGruff the Crime Dog is like really, he's like, I don't take notes. I've been McGruff the Crime Dog my whole life.
I think that I also like the idea of like they go to a park that was lit on fire because two people were smoking weed and accidentally lit the park on fire, and it's a duet between him and Smokey the Bear about forest fire and doing drugs in the forest.
Maybe it's Smokey the Bear who killed MC Scat Cat.
Oh, wow.
Because he's, like, leaving scat everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. The new podcast, Cartoon Conspiracies.
man.
Totally.
Oh, this is good. This is good.
You know, well, I mean, the obvious godfather is Tony the Tiger, so he probably did the hit.
Oh, yeah.
Or ordered the hit.
Yeah. Tony Soprano was based off of him.
I played McGruff the Crime Dog in a sketch show at Old Iowa West once.
Oh.
And somebody had the full uniform with the overcoat and everything, like the big
head. That's not a uniform.
Costume. Sorry, a uniform. He's dressed like a detective.
He's dressed like a detective.
Yeah, but it's a uniform. It's his uniform.
But
he's at
not
work.
Like cosplay.
Working,
you just wear a fucking trench coat.
I do like the idea of cosplaying.
Hey, baby, have you been committing a lot of crimes?
We should go to Comic-Con and cosplay the worst fucking characters. Like be like, is that guy cosplaying McGruff the Crime Dog?
Is that guy over there the owl from the Tootsie Pop commercial?
Is he McGruff the Crime Dog? No, I think it's just Inspector Gadget.
That's an easy confuse.
Or MC, what if we could go to Comic-Con as MC Scat Cat, McGruff the Crime Dog, and Smokey the Bear, and like all of those PSA things. That would be pretty amazing.
The thing about the McGruff.
And we get into a car accident, we die, and someone has to report that.
I saw, I saw a bartender throw Superman out of a bar. It was Molly. It was our friend Molly, and it was at Old Iowa West.
It was the Hollywood Boulevard Superman.
Oh. And she threw him and Elvis out of the bar. And it was the greatest thing of my life. Because she was like, you know what? Get the fuck out of here, Elvis. She threw out Elvis first. Because they were trying to run like a scam.
Uh-huh.
Like where it was like, you said you'd pay for these beers.
Wait,
and she was like, yeah.
The Hollywood Boulevard cast of characters were trying to scam some money out of the bar?
Yeah, crazy, right? Yeah. But
I love that they were working together, though.
No
one will suspect Superman and Elvis.
Yo,
they're two of our most revered characters.
Wait, so Molly's like, hey, get the fuck out of here, Elvis. And Elvis's like, yeah, all right. And he leaves. And then Superman's just like, can I stay? And she's like, yeah, all right. No, you know what? Get the fuck out of here, Superman. And he just got up and walked out cave, just waving.
And then he outside.
Cave?
He flew away.
That's weird. We had capes last week and Super Dickory this week, and it all came together on that story.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So, oh yeah.
Yeah. This is like an episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say about the Way Highway.
A lot of people.
It's like
about
a
that.
Stoned episode of Seinfeld. Everybody's saying it.
Well, good.
Cool.
Neil.
Good. Hey, what's up, guys?
You said that you had a story that you wanted to tell, a stone story, or did you? Or were you just like, can I tell a stone story?
No,
or did
you wanted
have
to know
one?
If you could talk about literally what's happening now.
Guys, I have to be honest with you. You threw a lot of information out at me, and in the last 5 minutes, I have gotten pretty high. So while I'm registering everything, it's moving a little bit slower. I will say that Sean is correct. I wanted to be able to talk about my experience using the one-to-one pen. I didn't have a specific story about being high. But actually, I have one that I could tell you.
All right.
Okay, so I was at Adobe Studios, and Sean let me hit his one-to-one pen. And I was, and then we talked about some other stuff, and then we came back to it, and I told the story about it.
That's a great story.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. I did. I grew up, you know, I grew up smoking a lot of blunts. It was a late 90s hip-hop inspired weed time.
Sure. Did you roll them ever?
I did. Not well. Yeah. But I could roll them. And then I would do, there was a lot of shotguns happening.
Sure.
And and my favorite one I learned from my old college roommate, and it was called the Queens Bridge Shoddy.
Okay.
Okay. So you would lick your hand across the knuckles to create some type of suction.
Yup.
And then you would put the end of the blunt at the knuckle of your pointer finger, and the other person would be towards the knuckle of your pinky, and you would blow the smoke across the bridge that apparently the smoke would stay
because
of the saliva.
Yeah,
and then they would inhale the smoke on the other side. And when you were high, it looked like the coolest thing that's ever happened. And when you're driving, it's even cooler.
Oh,
does
hell
that work?
Yeah.
Does that work?
It
with
does
the saliva?
Work.
It's kind of holding on to the smoke?
It holds on to it. It does.
Of course, it also means that you're kind of inhaling somebody else's.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about any other kind of a shotgun. Like, you're getting real close to people's faces. You might as well inhale saliva, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I mean, you are just inhaling whatever was in their lungs.
Yeah. No. Totally. Thinking back on the idea of the shotgun from the 90s, specifically because of the blunts and the blunt paper and everything, it's about as gross as it gets.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. But, you know, it was cost efficient.
For sure.
Yeah. You ever have or see, because it's happened to me, and maybe you've just seen it, somebody try to shotgun, just like turn the joint around in your mouth and blow it into somebody else's mouth, like directly. Somebody do that with too short of a joint
and
suck
it
spit
in.
It into somebody else's mouth.
Oh, I've seen someone suck it in doing that.
I've done and been on both sides of all of those scenarios. I have been the one who burnt his mouth. I've been the one to spit something in someone's face. I've had something spit in my face. All of them.
I saw a guy suck in a roach just at the very end of it, like trying to do like a shotgun thing and just getting kind of confused. And then like breathed in and just went, glup, and he just swallowed the roach entirely and it was gone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like I've done that.
I feel like I've done that
too. I feel like I've done that too. And I've definitely had like a joint spat into me, onto me.
Yeah, that's gross. we need to take a break here, guys.
Okay.
And we're going to play Neil's very up on music. And so we're going to play this
new hot single from
a band called The Marvelettes. And
based off Marvel Comics.
That's right.
Based off Marvel Comics. Yeah. And
this is Marvel Cinematic Universe.
This is an MCU song right here.
And we'll be right back with Neil Gargiulo.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Way Highway.
Welcome back to the Way Highway.
Welcome back to the Way Highway.
Yes.
I'm Justin.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Neil.
And I got one last thing to say.
Well, I hope not, because we have another 15 minutes of talking.
No, so true. But I'm bringing one last thing back to the table. I keep saying last thing. It's just the one other thing we talked about. So, guys, THC, tetrahydrocannabinoidal, right? Yep. The one that you know from most weed things that you smoke is actually Delta 9. That's what it is.
Okay.
So Delta 8 is another THC. Delta 9 THC is the one you know and love. Delta 8 THC is just a chemically different
slightly
thing.
Different.
It's slightly
Ooh.
Different. It's different by a few atomic bonds.
You're amazing. You figured this all out already.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Wow. Very good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit like, you know, when they would do... you know, LSD or do things like that. Like, those drugs are all just chemical concoctions,
right.
MDA and stuff
right.
like that. But
exactly.
then there's, like, there's actually, like, hundreds of those.
Right.
And we just know of, like, four.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Or, like, you know, oxygen, water,
yeah,
you know,
man.
H2O.
Yeah. It's like Legos.
NaCl, yeah. salt. Yeah.
My, you know, my ACL. Did you say ACL?
No, NaCl.
My ACL.
Yeah, I think that Legos, the chemical compound that makes up Legos, if you add one part nitrogen to that, it's a McDonald's chicken nugget. I'm pretty sure. I can't confirm that, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that sounds about right, though. Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's it's you have to add two Lego, and then it's off.
Yeah, when you add two Lego, it becomes a chicken nugget.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I haven't had McDonald's in over a year, I don't think.
I can't say the same thing for myself.
I don't think I can't even tell you the last time I had McDonald's. And I 100% guarantee it was in an airport for breakfast.
Oh, my God. There was, like, a couple of years ago, I think, one of the lowest points of my life. Just kidding. But was, like, I split with a friend one of those when they had, like, some kind of McDonald's pack. Mm. And, like, you each got two cheeseburgers and a 10-pack of nuggets and some fries. And it was just, like, a lot of McDonald's.
But you're veggie now. I mean, what would you even eat at McDonald's other than fries?
Fish or filet?
Filet of fish, since I'm a pescatarian. Yep. But if I was going straight vegetarian, one of the salads, a grilled cheese sandwich.
Munchie reviews.
They're just sneaking in. They're just sneaking in.
Yep. I mean, I'm not a big fast food guy in general, but McDonald's and I have never gotten along.
Oh, man. You punched him in the face.
Punch like him in Mickey the face. Mouse. Well, it was Ronald McDonald, and I found out that he took out the Burger King.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People don't know the gang wars in animation and mascots.
Yeah, no, a lot
very,
of people
very
don't.
Serious.
And it's unfortunate because, you know, so much of our society is wrapped up in those gang wars. so much, like, there's a lot of metaphor for who we are as people.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it's crazy.
For sure.
Do you want to do your thing,
I'm
Shani?
Ready to go. Let
so
me pull this up.
We, as Neil knows, and as you may know, you listener.
You, specifically.
You, listener.
Yeah, you.
So we like to do a segment every week. And they vary. Sometimes it's a bunch of reviews. Sometimes it's a thing I learned all high. Mm-hmm. And there's one that Sean really enjoys doing called...
Is it a strain or something else?
Strain or...
How does this game work, Sean?
I don't know. Well, so I've got a list of things that are either a strain, that's either the name of a strain of marijuana or the name of another different category of thing. And the other category of thing is special for you, Neil. And I feel like I either did a really good job or I'm stupid and it's like you're just going to know all of these.
Okay.
Is it a strain or is it a horse name?
Oh, like a
like the
race
name of
horse,
a horse.
Like a race horse's name.
Like a race horse's name.
Okay. Yes. This
so,
is very good.
Strain of marijuana. Or name of a racehorse. Number one.
And these are famous racehorses. These are just like, it's my racehorse, Ebenezer Blooge.
No. Their names are out there at least.
Okay,
I've got
good.
Like stuff about them. So number one,
great.
Mary Hinge.
I think that's a strain of marijuana.
It's not. It's a horse trained by Julie Cecile, a former wife of Sir Henry Cecile. This mare went on to secure a listed contest at Haydock in 1994. Or maybe that's not a big deal and that was pretty obscure. But that is a horse. Number two, Elephant Stomper.
Oh, man. I think that's a strain of marijuana.
It is a strain of marijuana, hybrid with a fitting name. It's known to elevate your heartbeat and cause paranoia. So maybe stay away from elephants.
Great. That sounds, yeah. I usually need that middle of the afternoon to get me through the rest of my day.
I'm not paranoid enough this afternoon. How can I elevate that?
I just walked up the stairs and I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack. You know what would really push it over the edge?
A little elephant stopper. You're like, you know, one night you're out and there's some people smoking a joint and they hand it to you and you're like, oh, cool, this is a good idea. Yeah, why not? Like, camaraderie. And you smoke and they're like, that's elephant stomper. And you're like, whoa, no!
Fuck!
Number three, Poochie Love.
Ooh.
Poochie Love.
Oh my God. Well, I know that it's a pimp, but also I'm going to say it's a strain of marijuana.
It's a strain of marijuana. Okay, check this out. Cross of dog shit and face off OG.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Dog shit. There's a strain of weed.
That literally
weed
was
called
just
dog
from
shit.
Face off, that sample.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Amazing. So it's known for its smell. But supposedly stimulates
like, much
social
like dog
activity.
Shit.
Yeah.
Right. But like also like good for going out. It's like good for going out weed.
Right.
Like I smoke some dog shit and then I hit the club. I don't know. Anyway,
then I get home and I get paranoid with a little bit of
elephant stomper.
Yeah.
Number four.
Okay.
Ghost Zapper. Ghost Zapper.
I'm going to say that that is a horse.
That is a horse.
Yeah.
With over $3 million in career earnings.
Wow.
Number five. Clyde Van Dusen.
You know, I'm going to say it's a horse.
It is a horse.
Yeah.
Won the Kentucky Derby in 1929. Horse was named after its jockey. Apparently, that doesn't happen a lot.
No.
No, it does not, because the jockey is not consistent always.
Right.
People, different jockeys ride horses.
I mean,
horses.
In the 1920s, it might have been more consistent. But
yeah, there were only nine horses and nine jockeys.
I wonder if he got taken out and the horse was like, name me after him, Kevin, because Kevin was clearly the breeder.
Yeah, Kevin, very popular 1920s name.
Yeah. No, that's probably what happened. You're right, yeah.
Number six, Jackie White.
That sounds like a strain of weed.
It's a strain of weed. Yeah. It's a sativa cross. It's a cross of Jack Harer and White Widow. It has some sweet grapefruit and citrus aromas and gives you euphoric feels.
Citrus aroma's a horse.
Citrus aroma is a horse. Number seven, Yabba Dabba Goo.
Oh God,
that's so gross.
It's when the horse.
Speaking of the Flintstones being inappropriate,
no. The grossest part is when they're taking the horse out to stud.
Hey, get Yabba Dabba Goo out here.
I'm gonna go with horse.
No, it's a strain of weed.
Okay.
It's a it's a blend of Kona Gold and Green Crack. It's a legendary blend that is apparently very hard to find. You can't find Yabba Dabba Goo out there a lot. Number eight, Big Tits.
I don't think that's the... I think that's the name of a strand of weed.
That's the name of a horse.
Really?
Yeah, French trained filly. Ran six races. Never placed.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I could see that. The French are
also
much more inviting with their horse names.
And it's very hard for the horse to run when it keeps hitting its tits.
Well, knocking its tits around, yeah.
Number nine, Dirty Old Bastard.
That's a horse.
No, it's not. Also known as Dirty or Dirt McGirt, it's a cross between OG Kush and Blackberry, and yes, it's an homage to the late former Wu-Tang Clan member, Russell Tyrone Jones, a.k.a. Ol' Dirty Bastard.
I'm looking up to see if that's also a horse.
Do you think so?
I feel like it... There has to be a horse.
I think there should be. I searched Dirty Old Bastard horse and came up with nothing. I put some effort into this.
I'm going to throw this out.
Are you sure when you put Dirty Old Bastard horse, you're not going to get a video you don't want to see?
You know.
All right, I'm gonna throw this out there. Yeah. And it's I just want you to know the third thing that comes up when I put in Dirty Old Bastard and horse. It is... Is this Old Dirty Bastard audition for a Mr. Ed reboot? That's a headline.
Wow. Why did that project net get off the ground?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything about it, but gosh, what a headline.
Okay. And last one, number 10, Little Hitler.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. I mean, if it were a miniature pony, maybe. No, but I don't think the weed community would do that. I'm going to say it's a horse.
It is a horse.
What?
It's on Bleacher Report's 15 best, funniest, most insulting horse names of all time. I couldn't find any more info on it besides that. But, like, that was on a list online. What the fuck, horse guys?
I mean, I wonder if that was named, like, in the early 30s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when Hitler was Man of the Year on Time magazine,
right?
Like 2 years before World War II started.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, they were like, oh, find people on both sides or whatever. But they were sitting there and they were for a while he was like the guy that was rejuvenating Europe. And then he you know, went and Nazi'd it up and started killing people. But maybe at the beginning of that.
What complex emotions you must have if you're at the races that day and little Hitler, the horse, falls, breaks its leg, and they have to put that horse down, and they're announcing, we have to put down little Hitler. Yeah. And you're like, ah, I really feel bad for little Hitler.
Yeah.
It's a complex emotion.
Or if you're like, you know, I'm going to put all my money on little Hitler.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know, man.
How did you get that house? Ugh. Big bet. I went big behind. I bet on little Hitler to win it all. And you know what? I'm so glad that he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one. There's some, I do not put it past the weed community, however, to do something like.
Well, there's also 420, which is Hitler's birthday.
Right.
We all know that.
Yes, as we do.
Oh, very well.
I mean, there's a very famous strain of weed is called Jack the Ripper.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not the best guy.
No, it's not. But
so I don't know. Maybe like Hitler I still feel
pretty
like
rough.
Hitler's pretty rough.
It's pretty rough.
Yeah, despite people trying to rehabilitate, Hitler's just still.
Yeah, I mean, there's
still Hitler.
There's probably like a Genghis Bong out there. Or something.
Bong. When we were trying to name the bong and the thing, we should have gotten you stoned to do it.
I know, that's the thing. Right? When you toss a little weed in the system, I'm pun master general.
Hey, if anyone wants to send us good bong names, they can write us at wayhighway at Adobe.
Yep. Or, you know, anything you want me to do on a Munchie review.
It's time for us to do a Munchie review. And I'm not going to mention the Girls Cook cookies again because you guys are going to be right now. You're I wish those were here so badly.
Oh, my God, with the coconut.
I think I do have some Samoa.
What's your number one? Yeah, Samoa. Is that your number one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever done a samosa and a Samoa back to back?
That sounds like a Munchie review.
like a veggie Samoa, fried
Indian pastry,
Indian pastry, like potatoes, or
and then you go to the Girl Scout cookies.
And then
not together though.
No, what? But you could ring one on top of the other. That sounds not great.
Ring one on top of the other.
Yeah, because it's like a cylinder or a cone, and then you can toss them.
If you hit it on the thing. Then
We could do that like an Oreo. And then another food that sounds like Oreo.
Oh, yeah.
S'moreo?
Yeah.
Oh, S'moreos. If you make s'mores out of Oreos.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So replace the
that Adobe will love it if we start an open fire.
We should get a fire in here.
Yeah.
You know what? It would be so cozy in here if we just had a nice little fire pit.
Every time I'm in this booth, I'm like, there'd be... I'm not.
You know, a fire pit would be perfect.
It would be perfect, and I'd love you to do it one day. Do not alert anyone. And then the Brett Davern show shows up the next morning, and there's still open flames.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'd probably still be here camping out, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
You're not going to light a fire and not camp by it.
I hear you, man. I'm in. Let's do it. They'd love it. No. Unfortunately, guys, we're out of time.
No, man.
I know. Hard to believe, isn't it? Neil... Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, my buddy. Pleasure.
Thank you so much.
And hey, everybody out there, please remember, as legalization sweeps the country, there are a lot of Americans still locked up for dealing, possessing, or even smoking marijuana. Don't just legalize it. Deschedule it. Support clemency. Get nonviolent drug offenders out of jail.
And that is it for us and for Neil. Thank you for listening to The Way Highway live on Adobe.com or the free Adobe app, or subscribing on iTunes or wherever
you get your podcast.
MC Scat Cat.
Oh, man. If you like what you heard, tell everyone you know and follow us on Twitter at The Way Highway or Instagram at Way Highway.
You can also find Sean at Sean Cowig, me at Justin_Ware or JustinWare Official on Instagram. And Neil is on the interwebs.
That's right, at Neil Gargiulo, GARGUILO on all platforms.
Yes.
Sending a shout out to our composer, Greg Jenkins, our executive producer is NiceGuyDigital.com Productions. Most of all, thank you for listening.
And remember, if you want to ride high, always take the way highway.
Bye-bye.
Bye.